Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week, we're talking about an unexpected encounter that you have had.
So unexpected.
With Jesus one day, where you were leading a women's conference, sitting in the front row.
Oh, yeah, had it all together.
Yeah, and a guest presenter was leading a meditation.
Yes.
An Ignatian meditation, which, as you described, is a meditation where you put yourself into a story,
yes,
into the picture, and you could be the main character, you could be a crowd member on the sideline looking in.
Yes.
And so this guest presenter is doing this meditation and you decide, okay, I'm going to partake.
Do it with everybody
I'm
else.
I'm going to do it with everyone else.
Yep.
And you have a moment where you are then, as you describe, sobbing.
A huge moment.
In the front row.
You know, ladies, you know the time when you're crying so much you start hiccuping and your makeup is not there on your face anymore? It's all over the face?
Yep.
Well, that was me.
No, that was your moment.
That was me.
Yep. But you so beautifully described in this meditation, it was the story of the Samaritan woman at the well who goes to the well.
Yes.
And Jesus is there. And he says to her, can you draw me up some water?
Yes.
And he says, I will give you living water, living water for your life. And he's actually, this is the first person who he says, I am the Messiah.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't say those exact words, but he says, like, I am the Christ, the one you've been waiting for. And it's a woman that he reveals this to first.
And that's the words, because as the leader was sharing on the meditation, the words that struck me was when he says, I am the living water. And I felt like, but my bucket's empty.
Yeah.
I don't have any of this water. And Jesus said, no, I've given you this water. And it was like, to me, he was reminding me, when you were baptized and when you were confirmed, the Holy Spirit has come upon you and the water lives within you. And I'd forgotten. It's like I was trying to do it out of what I was eating every day.
Yeah.
You know, like when if you haven't eaten for a while.
You can get something out.
Yeah. And you feel like, oh, I've expended all my energy. I'd forgotten that the Holy Spirit is available continuously, eternally, all the time. That's the water I need to draw from.
It's interesting. A priest at our parish talked on this only recently, and the words I remember him saying is, it's like the Holy Spirit bubbles up inside of us. So it is, it's there.
Yes.
And it just bubbles up and continues to come out. So you share this story about this experience of Jesus, you encountering Jesus through this meditation. And when I was thinking about it, we can all, if we did this meditation ourselves, we would all have a different experience depending on what God's doing in our lives. But I wrote down two questions, and the first one, or actually two kind of statements. First question was, how often do we block God out because we are busy or we're doing something? Like, you had the opportunity at this conference and you said it, you shared it in the Heartbeat. You were running it, you're leading it, you're thinking, okay, what's happening at morning tea next? What have we got on the rest of the day? And you could have easily missed the opportunity to encounter
easily missed
Jesus because I'm busy
and
I'm doing something. Or sometimes it's not even busy, but we give excuses. And so I think a question that we could all reflect on is, how often do I block God or miss him?
Yeah. I don't take the time.
So one, take the opportunity like this that happens, or make the time. And then the next thing that I've written down is, Jesus met you where you were at. And so Jesus meets us
where we are.
Where we are at.
He'll come to you.
So you felt like you just shared then in your in the meditation, God, I've got an empty bucket. Like, God will meet us wherever our empty buckets are, or maybe we fill our buckets too full. You know, not with him necessarily, but like I've got too much going on.
And I can't fit you in the bucket, Lord. Yeah, there's no room.
That's right. But just that reminder that God comes to us.
Yes. He's so gracious.
Mm. But then I'm just thinking it through now, but it's kind of connected with that first question I just was asking. But if we block him out, if we're not open,
then we don't even see him coming.
That he's there.
No.
And so we kind of need a bit of the both. We need to be open and then remember that God comes to us
where we're at.
Where we're at. And I just think that's just a beautiful reminder. And I've just written down, the Holy Spirit lives within you and is accessible at any moment, at any time.
Yeah.
Mm. I think, as you just shared, we can forget that. So the weekly challenge for this week I've written down is to read John chapter 4, which is the story of the woman at the well.
Yes.
And you can read it in a way that puts yourself in the story.
Yes.
You can either be the woman going to the well. You could be someone watching the experience happen. And if you reflect on it, it'd be great if you can share with us what your experience is. What you might think that God has shared with you.
Yeah, because what you share with us encourages our walk with the Lord, helps us in our life. You've got to think of that, you know. That's what heart started with. Like, how can we, not just we, but other women, all women, encourage each other to live the best that they can live and walk the journey with God.
So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat this week. I hope that you can think about that first question particularly is, how often do you block yourself off from God because you've got other things going on, too busy, or just making an excuse? And then just be reminded that Jesus meets us where we're at.
Yep. Yep.
So we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.